the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Breakaway from the Avon, Minnesota area, Doug Milloway and Jake Hagedorn, and a song called Climbing. Next, the dynamic duo of Steve Wolf and Kimberly Vanderhoven. I'm going to have to find out now that they're married if I should still be calling Kimberly by her maiden name. Vanderhoven. I used to run a restaurant in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I had a girl there working for me. Her last name was Vanden Heuvel. Very close. This is a lovely tune. titled My Simply Heart here on Minnesota Homebrew. That's a mighty fine song there. My Simple Heart. Steve Wolf and Kimberly Vanderhoven. Up next, a gentleman I had the pleasure of meeting at Ginkgo's Coffee House on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul a couple months ago. Song, the title song from his Starlight Drive-In CD. Here's Tim Fast on MHB.
Three in the front, three in the back, two in the trunk, this car is packed. It's a Friday night, $5 a load. It's a triple feature, at a driving picture show. And we'd rent a snack bar, a trashy old car, just looking for fun. We were in our teens, that was long ago. I remember well, at the starlight driving, raise a little hill. I had a customized bed with a bed in the back, three on the tree, and a couple glass packs. When I'd have a day, open the back door, I park in the last room, and never see the show. It was Charles Bronson, we weren't watching, just looking for love, like on a movie screen. That was long ago, I remember well, at the Starlight Drive. Raise a little hill. Years later, I went back, my mom and dad. Thought I'd take those back roads, show those kids just what I had. But the county road was gone, it's now an interstate. There's a Walmart in its place. That was long ago, I remember well, at the Starlight Drive, raise a little driving, raise a little hill. Starlight driving, raise a little hill.
Hey. Well, thank you there, Tim Fast. You're listening to Minnesota Home Brew, live from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And I'd like to thank everyone right down from the top, our college president, Ann Tempty, down to the station staff, Mark Johnson, Glenn Broggett, and Ron West, I should say, who right down to the janitor, Griff, who make this college work and give us an opportunity to produce many, many wonderful shows here. And I trust you enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. As you know, Dr. Jack Heyman is in the studio tonight, and he's requested a few songs. Here's one by Dave Coffell. In fact, we're going to do a two-pack of Dave Coffell here. Don't do that too often on MHB, but here's the Fridge Song, and followed it by Going to the Graveyard Someday, Dave Coffell.
My bologna's going bad. That ain't good. You can smell it all over the neighborhood. I left my fridge in New Orleans. My spaghetti's trying to crawl right out of the jar, but leave the door closed, it won't get far. I left my fridge in New Orleans. My salad turned itself into a soup. The ice cream in the freezer won't ever need a scoop. But those tomatoes, they're the strangest thing yet. They're organizing a barbershop quartet.
They're doing something too bad.
I'll never look at things the way I did before. Next time I go to the grocery store, I left my fridge in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
my bologna's gone bad, and that ain't good. You can smell it all over the neighborhood. I left my fridge in New Orleans. My spaghetti's trying to crawl right out of the jar, but I'll leave the door closed and won't get far. I left my fridge in New Orleans. My salad's turned itself into a soup. The ice cream in the freezer won't never need a scoop of those tomatoes. They're the strangest thing yet. They're organizing a barbershop quartet.
They don't sound too bad.
I'll never look at things the way I did before. Next time I go to the grocery store, I left my fridge in New Orleans. Oh, honey, I left my fridge in New Orleans. Oh, baby, I left my fridge in New Orleans. Papa didn't know me.
Out to the skipper to Gilligan as a coconut hit him on the head. Happened to me, baby, you know I'd probably be dead. And I know I should get down on my knees and pray. 'Cause I'm going to the graveyard someday. Until that coconut hits me on the head, I just want to get out and play. Coyote tried to catch a roadrunner till that anvil squashed him flat. What happened to me, baby, I wouldn't just get right back up like that. No, no, I know I should get down upon my knees and pray. 'Cause I'm going to the graveyard someday. Until that anvil squashes me flat, I just wanna get out and play. I wanna play. I pass the test, but don't you worry about me, honey, 'cause I will finally get some rest. Oh, you know I should get down upon my knees and pray. 'Cause I'm going to the graveyard someday. Until that coconut hits me on the head, I just want to get out and play. Until that anvil squashes me quite flat, I just want to get out and play. Until it comes my time for dying, Lord, I just want to out there and play. I wanna play. I wanna play. I wanna play.
Your cigarette lit the feelings I've been trying to smother. If
Sisters. That's Monica LaPlante. She released a 5-song EP titled Joar. My French isn't very good. Joar. She is a Twin City-based singer-songwriter who accompanies herself on both guitar and piano. Her bio simply states, I make music. We're cruising along here on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, another songwriting tip by Brad Dunsey on the subject of co-writing.
Hey guys, welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Today's tip deals with co-writing. How do we go about having a positive, successful experience in co-writing? Well, I'm going to offer a few tips today that hopefully will help you out. The first thing is to get together and don't write at all. I know it seems a little counterintuitive, but just get together and get to know them a little bit. Get to know their life experiences, their beliefs, their values, whether they got kids, not kids, divorced, married, whatever. Because all that comes to the table when it comes to writing songs. Highly suggest that. Second thing is, when you finally get together and you're going to do some writing, find a nice spot that's quiet and invites creativity. You don't want to be in like a smoky room if the other person's a non-smoker and their eyes are watering. You don't want that. And you don't want kids running through the living room and all that sort of thing. You want to have it to be a nice secluded spot. Of course, with a male-female writing team, you want to use some wisdom, some accountability. Don't make it so secluded that, we go down that road. That's not what we want to do. And the third thing is to just kind of let your hair down and be loose. Don't be afraid to come up with ideas and be self-conscious of things. Just let yourself free and just kind of free flow. And this has got to be the hardest thing, I think, for people. The next thing would be is to be courteous and kind to your co-writer. And hopefully they're courteous and kind to you as well. If they come up with an idea that maybe is something that you're not particularly fond of or you don't want to go that way, if somebody says, what if we had this guy come over to this person's house and then they did this and you're saying, no, that's just dumb. I don't want to do that. No, that's not a direction I want to go. Well, you don't stop them in the middle of their thoughts because they may not even settle on that. They're just kind of getting their feet wet and an idea. Don't kill it right away because I guarantee you, you do that one or two times and that person's never going to want to write with you again. And I've had this experience happen to me and I won't write with people like that. Just is not going to happen. Don't be rude. Let people have their say and hopefully they'll let you have your say. And if you don't like the direction that they're going, just say, well, that's an idea. Yeah, we could do that. Or, how about this or whatever. There's always a way of sidetracking that. There's always a way of being kind and not stopping somebody in the middle of their creative flow. And the next thing is, don't be surprised if you wind up with a staring session. You're both staring at the same carpet snag or whatever. It happens to the best of writers, people that have written together before. It doesn't mean that he's a bad writer, she's a bad writer, you're a bad writer, whatever. It just happens. And you just don't have your songwriting mojo on that day, so that's fine. Also, don't try to force it. If it's not working, it's not working. You got this elephant in the room that nobody wants to say, geez, it ain't working. Just approach it and say, hey, you know what? This isn't working. It's just, I'm not coming up with anything. And so you want to go get a cup of coffee or something? We're just not right. Boy, I tell you, you might be surprised. You go to the coffee shop and you start talking about this or that. And before you know, you might be writing a song. And the next thing is don't take offense if you're not asked to write with that person again. It's just the way that it is. People's personalities tend to either meld together or they don't. And it's not a fault of either. You're going to have two great writers in the same room, and they just may not hit it off to be able to come up with ideas. And the last thing to do is, when you come to the writing session, is come prepared. Bring some sort of a song idea, title, riff, chord progression, something to bring to the table to offer. So hopefully those are a few tips that can help you along. Again, my name is Brad. If you'd like to drop me an email, my email address is lists@braddunseymusic.com. If you'd like to suggest a songwriting tip or you have a question, feel free to do so. Until next time, keep writing from the heart.
Well, thanks again, Brad. We've been trying to play 2 songwriting tips every week because we have so many. We want you to avail yourself of that wisdom. Brad is a singer-songwriter from River Falls, Wisconsin, a member of MAS. If you want to know more about how to join the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, go to mnsongwriters.org. It is a paltry $35 a year, the best $35 you'll ever spend, because you can have your songs reviewed online by members. Very positive, yet thorough evaluations of your songs. take them for what you want. There are performance opportunities, including the state fair. There are two meetings a month. One is a general meeting. The other is a song review. There are song circles that we don't directly hold, but we do, try and think of the word, acknowledge them. And much, 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 much more. The Minnesota Association of Songwriters, go to their Facebook page. MNSongwriters.org is the website. Wayne Hamilton is the president, and he is tireless in serving songwriters throughout Minnesota. Well, I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. I'm sitting here with my 1994 Takamine guitar, and I am going to do a song called Endless Summer, and make some comments online if you'd like. I can take it. I'm a big boy. And we're about an hour and a half from fireworks down at Seven Clans Casino. Autumn is a breeze, sheds its colored leaves, and then skedaddles away. Winter is no jewel, the weather's cruel, I must stay inside to play. When spring is in the air, no double dare is needed to bring good cheer. If you would disagree that it should be summertime 12 months a year. And there's no time for a frown when our love comes tumbling down. We're the talk of this old town, but who cares? Endless summer, all day picnic in the park on a blanket, dozing. And you're dozing next to me. Any time of year, I have no fear. If only I close my eyes, I'm back to where you and I are there, under the blue summer skies. And there's no time for a frown when our love comes tumbling down. We're the talk of this old town, but who cares? Endless summer, all day picnic in the park on a blanket, dozing. And you're dozing next to me. Next to me is the one that I love best, and I have to get it off my chest. She's the reason that I breathe. In the midday sun I sit and stare at a lovely angel lying there. One look at her and any one of my buddies wants to be me. Endless summer, all day picnic in the park on a blanket, dozing. And you're dozing next to me. There, little shameless self-promotion here on my part. My website is strangesongs.com. Had a good time last Sunday night opening for Daniel Ouellette and the Sobejin and the Soft Light in Minneapolis at the Acadia Cafe on the corner of 4th and Franklin, I believe. And a good time, intimate crowd. That's a euphemism for small. And anyway, really, really fine time. And we hope to get the Soft Light up here to Thief River Falls for Riverfest on August 3rd or some other venue. They performed immaculately. Anyway, folks, as we say on our show, we play everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. And here's one by the most popular and most famous Minnesota songwriter, is Dr. Jack, as requested, Gates of Eden by Bob Dylan.
Of war and peace, the truth just twists its curfew gull. It glides upon four-legged forest clouds, the cowboy angel rides with his candle lit into the sun, though its glow is waxed in black. All except when 'neath the trees of Eden, the lamppost stands with folded arms, its iron claws attached to curbs neath holes where babies wail, though its shadows metal badge. All in all can only fall with a crashing but meaningless blow. No sound ever comes from the gates of Eden. The savage soldier sticks his head in sand and then complains unto the shoeless hunter who's gone deaf but still remains upon the beach where hound dogs bay at ships with tattooed sails, heading for the gates of Eden. With a time-rusted compass blade, Aladdin and his lamp sits with utopian hermit monks, side saddle on the golden calf, and on their promises of paradise you will not hear a laugh. All except inside the gates of Eden, relationships of ownership, they whisper in the wings to those condemned to act accordingly and wait for succeeding kings. And I try to harmonize with songs the lonesome sparrow sings. There are no kings inside the gates of Eden. The motorcycle black Madonna, two-wheeled gypsy queen, and her silver-studded phantom caused the gray flannel dwarf to scream as he weeps to wicked birds of prey who pick up on his breadcrumb sins. And there are no sins inside the gates of Eden. The kingdoms of experience and the precious winds, they rot, while paupers change possessions, each one wishing for what the other has got. And the princess and the prince discuss what's real and what is not. It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden. Yeah. the foreign sun, it squints upon a bed that is never mine. As friends and other strangers from their fates try to resign, leaving men wholly, totally free to do anything they wish to do but die. And there are no trials inside the gates of Eden. At dawn, my lover comes to me and tells me of her dreams. With no attempts to shovel a glimpse into the ditch of what each one means. At times I think there are no words but these to tell what's true. And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
Well, that voice needs no real introduction, does it? Robert Zimmerman, born in Duluth, raised in Hibbing, born 41, so that would make him 72 this year. My, oh my, oh my. He's still 3 years younger than my favorite, Gordon Lightfoot. Got a CD in the mail this week and a nice little note from Mike Rudquist. He says, thanks for hosting Minnesota Homebrew. I have listened to the show several times live and even more by webcast, and I always enjoyed it. As requested, I've included a few songs for your review, Conspiracy Theory and Brand New Day. Thanks also for the promotion of Minnesota Association of Songwriters, a great group that I'm happy to be a member of. And I do look forward to meeting Mike in person, and he's a native of Red Wing. He's sent a CD along, and we're going to play that first song, which is titled Conspiracy Theory. It's all about late night radio. Talk, talk, talk. Fear the government will cover it up. They chatter through all the crackles and the pops, radio pirates along the AM dial. Let's share this song with you right now.
Driving in the dark. voices alive on my radio. Spinning crazy stories rolling down the road. Oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Oh, 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 it's a conspiracy.
Mike Rudquist, thank you for that, Mike. He's a faithful listener of Minnesota Homebrew and performs regularly with not only by himself, but with other members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. It's all just plain original tunes by Minnesota singer-songwriters, male and female. And speaking of female, here's Sasha Mercedes with a tune called Collision.
It was a head-on collision. It's gonna take the jaws of life to tear us apart. It's both our decisions. No one said it was smart. Your hands are full now. My hands are tied. One is holding my heart. Turn all the lamps down. Surrender your demons to the dark. Outside our city lies in ruins. All I care to feel is your breath. Oh, and rest assured, I won't settle. Give me crazy love, or give me death. I'm a fuse craving contact. You're a trigger. I can't help but pull. Guess your answers were red. My questions would bring out your bull. Can't be your cure when I don't know the reasons, the source of the hurt. But I'll be your companion. Rest now, let your floodgates stain my shirt. Outside our city lies in ruins. All I care to feel is your breath. Oh, and rest assured, I won't settle. Give me crazy love, or give me death. Well, I finally found someone that'll put up with me. No judgment, no walls made up, no third degree. We cut right to the chase, go until finally we fall. What good does it do? Down anyway, if you've already given it all. Yes, I've given it all. head on collision.
What are you doing? You want no part. What are you doing with an empty heart? Get your guitar, fast car, miles and miles of open road. You go to both ends of every rainbow, try to find some gold. Love don't last. How do you keep from living in the past? When the spark of life is like a long lost friend, what does it take to get it going again? And miles of open road. Go to both ends of every rainbow, try to find some gold. I said a guitar, fast car, miles and miles of open road. Go to both ends of every rainbow, try to find some.
John Kimball, owner of TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota, where we go to the open mic every other week and every other Monday, and we'll be down there this Monday. If you're in the area, stop by TJ's for the best pizza, food around, an amazing selection of bottled beer, and two of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life, John and Tanya Kimball. Before that, of course, was a lady who really digs Twin City life, Sasha Mercedes.
I write the song.
Well, that's about all the time we have tonight. I want to thank you for joining me. It means a whole lot to me. My heart is warmed that you join me every Thursday night from 7 to 9. I want to thank Dr. Jack Heyman for stopping in tonight. I want to thank Mike Rudquist for sending us CDs. And do go to our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page to learn how to send your music in, because I want to play it. Closing the night with Josh Von Mink with a song called To Venus. Enjoy the fireworks. Good night.
Alone in August, waiting for something you'll both miss. I'm trying to kiss this twisted angel, a satellite dreamer high above the world. Again above us, empty heads here loud. The trade into your ancient satellite dreamer and the broken stars above.
We can't wait.
And we can't wait.
We can't wait
for the world to end.
We can't wait.
And the broken streets part.
We can't wait
for the earth. I'm waiting for something.